We are in Sivu Shalom on Parshat Balak on page Kuf Lamid Hey, Va'adar Shenu Min Haaretz. Says the Sivu Shalom, quoting from the Pasuk, Ve'ata Lechana Arali Etta'amaze, Ki Atsum Humimeni, Ulai Uchal Nakebo Va'adar Shenu Min Haaretz. Says Balak to Bilam, now come and curse for me this nation, because they're much greater than me, they're stronger than us. And maybe you'll be able to strike them and throw them out of the land. So Itav Medrash, the Medrash says on this pasuk, Va'agarshenu min ha'aretz, to send them out of this land. Lo hayama vakesh ele legarsham shelo yikansu la'aretz. He wanted to send them out so they wouldn't be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. That was the goal. V'tzarich peor, madua yikar matarato hayita legarsham shelo yikansu la'aretz Yisrael.
Meaning,
according to the Medrash, the issue is, he says, I want to throw them out. I want to exile them from this land. So the Medrash says that when Balak said, I want to exile them from this land, it means that I want to throw them out. I want to exile them so they can never get into Eretz Israel. But the Nesivah Shalom asks, why is that? Why does he care? His issue is that he's afraid that they're going to attack him outside of Eretz Yisrael. What does he care if they go into Eretz Yisrael? So why is the Medrash twisting the Pasuk from its simple understanding, which was, send them out of this land which is close to me, get rid of them from over here because I'm afraid of them, and instead understand the Pasuk as meaning, I'm afraid that they're going to get into Eretz Yisrael, which would then have no impact on him at all. How do we understand that? O Tzarich Peor, we also have to understand, Madita shelo hayam vakesh ele vechule. Hari pasuk katuv gamulai uchal nakebo. The pasuk also says, the pasuk we just quoted was, maybe you, Bilam, will be able to strike them down. Umash masharatza gam lahakotel tam velo rak legarsham shelo yikansu laaretz. It seems from the pasuk itself that he wanted to destroy them and not just to throw them out of the land. So we have a few layers of questions here. Number one is, why does he want to exile them from Eretz Yisrael b'chlau? There shouldn't be any difference to him. Let them just kick them out of where they are now so they don't bother him. But if they go into Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference. Second of all, he himself says, Balak earlier says that he's afraid of them in general, that that's his issue, that he's afraid of them. And number three is that in the pasuk that we just quoted, he wants to strike them down. So what does that have to do with keeping them from going to Eretz Yisrael? Does he want to strike them down or keep them from going to Eretz Yisrael? How do we understand it? I'm going to quickly put it on the chat. Nice to see a few more of you joining us. Those of you who want to follow inside, it should be uploading to the chat right now. On the bottom. It should have just uploaded to the chat right now. Second paragraph. V'yesh la'avin ve'ekdem be'or ha'inyan she'bil'am amar b'shevach Yisrael. So first we need to understand this concept, to go to that which Bilam praises Klal Yisrael. Mi mana afar Yaakov u'mispar et rova Yisrael. Who can count the dust of Yaakov? Who can count even a quarter of Klal Yisrael? V'chein heim kalavi Yaakum, and that which he also says in a separate bracha, that they're going to mamish get up like a lion. U'ke'ari naseh lo ishkav ad yochal teref v'dam chalim yished. That it's not just going to get up like a lion, get up like a leopard. It's not going to, that Klal Yisrael doesn't just sit there and rest on its laurels. Shetzarich beor, lama bachar lomar al Yisrael Shvachim elu davka. What is specifically are these praises given to Klal Yisrael? Odi shlavim. We also have to understand. Dinei Balak amar leBilam. Balak says to Bilam, Al ze v'hinei barachta birach. He says to him, you gave them this blessing. V'chein gam birach lo tzevarchenu. He also says, I didn't want to give them a bracha. V'lechora harei dvarim elu einam ela shevach u'madu enikrim bracha. Meaning, if you go through the brachot in Parshat Balak that Bilam says about Klal Yisrael, he's reflecting here that a lot of these things aren't necessarily brachot. They're shevach, it's praise of Klal Yisrael, they're very beautiful things about Klal Yisrael, they're true about Klal Yisrael, but what about them is a bracha? Achein, habiyur bazel apasuk, al pima de'ita b'svarim akadoshim. To understand this, we have to understand that which b'svarim say, b'veor ha'inyan shnitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for himself to have a dira batachtonim. A concept which the Nesivo Shalom comes back to again and again and again. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish wants to have a dwelling place here. A dwelling place in this world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. To have a dira, to have a resting place, to have a dwelling in this world, in our world, in the physical world.
Hariyish LaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Kach Harbei Malachim V'Srafim HaOvdim Lo Yiparach B'Yom V'Alayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many Malachim and Srafim, all kinds of angels who serve Him at day and at night. V'Omrim Lefanav Shirot V'Tishbachot B'Lomot Al Yonim, who are giving tremendous praises of Him on the worlds up on high. But what's the goal of creation? What's the whole goal of this world? The whole purpose of Olam Hazeh is, He also wants to have a place down here in this world, a place in the physical realm. Here in the lowly physical world, the place of taivas. Here where Mamash Yitzhar is attacking us, that's where He wants to have a dwelling. That's where He wants to reside. Top of the next column. And a person's mamish in the physical world, mamish lost in the physicality, where the Yitzhahara can most attack us, can most overcome us. And the goal is that a Jew should be able to do Ratzon Hashem even in this reality. That a Malach is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the upper realms. There's no Chiddush there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Malach in order to serve him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why He created him. And so when that Malach serves Him and serves Him on a spiritual realm, everything's doing what it's supposed to be doing. There's no friction, there's no pullback, there's no Yitzhahara, there's no Chiddush there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed the Malach into existence to serve Him. It has no Yitzhahara, it has no Bechirah Chofshit, and so of course it's going to serve Him. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is mamish no, down here, in the physical world, for us, despite the challenges, despite the Bechirah Chofshit, because of the Bechirah Chofshit, to exercise that, to engage that, to choose that we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu here, we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, and to create dafka in this lowly physical realm of difficulty, of taiva, of yitzhara, to build a place for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to interact with here, to have a place to live in here, in the lower realms. Ukemamar Rav HaKadosh HaMagid HaGadol Mezrich, as the Magid Mezrich says, Mal'ah ha'aretz kinecha. We've had this word a few times, but it's so beautiful, always good to go over. Mal'ah ha'aretz kinecha. Which on a literal level means, the pshat means, that the world is full, that the whole world is yours, the whole world belongs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, no, that's not how you should read it. Ha'olam ha'artzi melo b'dvarim sh'nitan liknot em et Hashem yiparach. What does it mean? Mal'ah ha'aretz kinecha. The world is full of ways to acquire you. Mal'aharetz, the world is full of kinyanecha, ways to acquire you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ways to acquire godliness. That's what Olam Hazeh is. That's a totally different way of recognizing, understanding, looking at Olam Hazeh, that it's full of means to acquire you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'inyanim ha'artziim, kasher yudi osek bahem l'shem shamayim. All of the physical world, all of the physical earthy things that there are here, when a Jew uses them l'shem shamayim, hareu konel yadam et Hashem yiparach, then we're able to acquire HaKadosh Baruch Hu through them. That's the whole idea. We talked about this again many times in the past, but the idea is that we live in a physical world, and we should never be using the physical world as an end unto itself. That's a misuse of this world. That's a misunderstanding of our life in Olam Hazeh. Physicality is not the end goal. What we're supposed to do is use the physical world for a spiritual end. It's a physical means to a spiritual end. That's the goal. To, yes, engage this world. We're not looking to be Buddhists. We're not looking to be monks. That's not the goal. The goal isn't to live on top of a mountain and totally stay away from physicality. That's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to that mountain in Har Sinai, he does go up to a mountain. And after 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Reid, go back down. Judaism's not meant to be lived up here. It's not meant to be lived even on a Moshe Rabbeinu level. No food, no drink, no eating, no physicality for 40 days and 40 nights. That's nice. That's tremendous. That's miraculous. And that may be the way that the Torah needs to be given in a pure form. But Lech Reid, you got to bring it back down. It needs to be brought into the physical world. Mal'ah ha'aretz kinanecha, we need to be able to bring out through the physicality. That's the goal. We're not Buddhists. We're not Christians. We're not priests. Right? There's no vows of celibacy to be broken. Right? There's no vows of celibacy. That's not the idea. A Jew is supposed to dafka, yes, engage the physical world and elevate that physicality. Utilize it for spiritual ends. That's the goal, and that's what creates an ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell here in this world. V'zeo kol tachlit ha-bria, says the Nesivos Shalom, that's the whole goal of the Bria. That's the whole goal of creation. Shnitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu sh'tiyeh lo dira batachtanin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for there to be a dwelling place here in the lower realms. V'lishim kach bara et kol ha'inyanim ha'artziyim. That's the whole reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created physicality. Kidei sh'yudi ya'aleh otam l'tachlit ratzon ha-borei. That a person should uplift them, uplift the physical world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the entire goal. That's the entire purpose. It's an incredible concept. The fact that we should be able, we should begin to open our eyes and look at the physical world around us. You know, some of you are poshan aleph, some of you are way poshan aleph. Some of you are poshan aleph, some of you are post college, some of you are well on in life, well on in where you're living. But wherever we are in life, whatever stage you are in life, you know, the beginning of the journey is you have to start with yira, you have to start with sor mira, you have to start with moving away from the negativity. You have to start with, at the beginning of the journey, there is a sense of, I need to negate physicality. Because my whole life, if I only started to become seriously from in Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, if that's the case for me. So for the first 18 years, I indulged in physicality. I embraced physicality for its own sake. And I might have turned my life around because I realized that it's meaningless, and I realized that it's empty, and I realized it doesn't lead me to any goal. I feel the emptiness when I lead a life that is only focused on achieving a physical end. But when I do that, so there's an innate sense of needing to reject it, of needing to push it away. I'm not going to look at anything. I'm not going to watch at anything. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to take off my glasses and look at the ground when I walk down the street. I'm not going to... There's a sense of shutting everything out, and that's a very positive place, I think, to start. To understand that I might have negatively engaged in the physical world, so I'm distancing myself from that physicality in order to create meaningful boundaries for myself. But the problems begin when that becomes the end of the journey in the potion aleph, potion abed, post college, wherever you're coming from in life. If that becomes the end of the journey, it can become really problematic. Because when you negate the physical world, first of all, as we'll get to, on a higher level, you're not living the purpose of creation. But also, we're meant to be physical creatures. We're meant to engage the physical world. The idea is that we're supposed to engage it for a spiritual end. And then it becomes starting to, how do I reintegrate into that? How do I re-engage that? How do I, put my glasses on when I walk down the street and look at the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? I've told this story many times before. But then I was walking with our Rebbe the day before I got married. We were walking and schmoozing, and he was giving me a little schmooze before we got married. So we're walking down the streets of Manhattan, and there's plenty of tumah on the streets of Manhattan. He wasn't walking with his glasses off, and he was talking to me to look up and look up at the sky and look up at the clouds and look up at the trees and look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And even within that, it's not even like, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Look up past the updated facades of the outside of the buildings, see the older buildings, all of the beautiful architecture that there used to be. He's looking up on a literal level and a metaphorical level. He's looking up. He's elevating his sight. He's elevating how he sees. He's looking up to Shemayim, but he's elevating what he's seeing up to Shemayim. He's elevating what he's seeing to Avodas Hashem, both that which man makes in architecture, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs in the beauty of the world, above the horror that is New York City. And I say that as a self-hating New York Jew. I grew up there, so it's okay, I'm allowed to do that. Above the tum'ah and the horror of the way that man imposes himself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glorious, beautiful world in Manhattan, regardless of what's even happening underneath that. But to just look up and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and also to see the beauty of what man creates in the context of that, to elevate that. It's a whole different thing. To go back and re-engage the world, but to come from it a place where you know what your gedarim are, you know what your sor mira is, you know what your boundaries are now. You've created healthy boundaries. And to now slowly but surely, in a positive, hashkafically correct way, a way that doesn't create negativity, it doesn't create resentment towards Judaism. You embrace Judaism and embrace that Judaism wants you to engage the world. And the beauty of it is to go back and re-engage it, which you were doing before, but you didn't even realize you were using it wrong. Because when you're using it for your own ends, that's misusing the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created physicality not to be used for its own ends. That's why when a person uses it for instant gratification, for physical gratification, it feels meaningless. A person feels empty afterward. But when you then go and re-engage it with a proper hashkafic vantage point, you're uplifting it, you're filling the purpose of what it was meant for and what you are meant for. And so not only are you engaging the world, but you feel good about it because it's filling its purpose. You feel uplifted by it and you're uplifting it. That's what's meant to happen. How does that link in? So he says, continuing on, we're in the middle of the second column. Balak and Bilam, hayu roshei ha. Balak and Bilam, they were the heads of the sitra achra, the heads of spiritual impurity. Uvilam haya koach shekineged lemoshe Rabbeinu. Bilam was mamish the koach that was against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shayadat v'klipa b'vchinat yodea dat alyon. The Chazal brings it down. It's written all over the place. That Bilam was the greatest navi of the non-Jews, and that he, in certain ways, even superseded Moshe Rabbeinu in his nevuah. He's the opposite. He's the antithesis of Moshe and nevuah. Meaning Moshe is nevuah of kedusha, and yeah, he's nevuah of the klipa. He's nevuah of the sitra achra. He's nevuah of tuma. Meaning Bilam wasn't an idiot. Bilam was tremendous. Bilam's understanding was tremendous. So he, of course, had to have known that a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. So what, how, was he crazy? How did he think he was going to be able to curse Klal Yisrael? Ela kavanatos, what was his intent? Hayita al derech. V'lavan bikesh lakor et hakol. Similar to Lavan, Arasha, that Lavan wanted to uproot everything. Sheyada demashe HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael, hu mipnei shenitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. That he knew that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a place for him to reside in the lower realms. U bachar b'Yisrael shemekayimim ritzono. He chose Klal Yisrael so that they would be the ones to fulfill his ratzon. Ve'osim lo yitbarach dira batachtonim, and they would create a dira batachtonim. They would create a dwelling place from here in this world. So what did he want? Lachin ratza bil'am lekatreg sheYisrael osim neged ratzon Hashem ve'inam reuyim liyot ha'am anifchar. So what did he want to do? He wanted to create a prosecution against Klal Yisrael, that they were doing the opposite of their goal, the opposite of their purpose in Olam HaZeh, and that they weren't worthy of being the chosen people. If Bilam was able to prove that Klal Yisrael weren't fulfilling their purpose, if he was able to prove that Klal Yisrael were not creating a reality of godliness in this world, then he can curse them, because they're not living up to their purpose in this world. Ukidachazinan mimash yesh bilibo kidichtiv vayashet el amibar panav shebikesh laskir chatayim shel Yisrael kedei lanateg et hakesher min Yisrael lashamiparav. As it says that, as it's brought down, that we see what it was in his heart when it says that he turned his eyes towards the desert. Why did he turn his eyes towards the desert when he wanted to curse them? Because he wanted to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're at the end of the 40 years now. He wanted to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of all of their sins in the desert. The mitavim, the mitonenim, cheta egel, cheta meraglim. He wanted to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of all of the sins. So he turns his eyes to the desert to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of all the times that we failed, in order to disconnect our connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why this is the worst time possible for Klal Yisrael. Shezaman bil'am la'akor otam me'ashoresh, lehoridam mima'alat ha'am ha'nifchar, al yedei ha'katrog she'orer aleihem v'shamayim. That his whole goal was to uproot Klal Yisrael from their roots, to remove them from their status as the chosen people, by showing that they weren't living up to what their purpose was as Klal Yisrael. Top of the next page. Uvazeish the faresh mashamar balak ulay uchal nakebo veagarshenu min haaretz. Now with this in mind, we can understand the pasuk that we started with. What does it mean? Ulay uchal nakebo. Maybe we'll be able to destroy them, says Balak to Bilam. Veagarshenu min haaretz, and exile them from the land. What does that mean? Hainu ligaresh et shilton hakidusha mina artziut. He's talking on a whole nother level, so much deeper than we realize. He's saying maybe we can exile their rulership of kedusha on artziut, not the land itself, meaning on earthiness. The fact that Klal Yisrael are the ones who bring out that there's kedusha in reality, kedusha in physicality. Let's remove their connection to kedusha in artziut, in physicality. Hainu ligaresh et shilton hakedusha mina artziut umitam ze bikshu shelo yikansu l'Eretz Yisrael. And in this way, he asked they wouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ki hashlemut shel Yisrael ama nifchar he bin knisatam l'Eretz Yisrael, because the perfection of Klal Yisrael as the chosen people is only once they go into Eretz Yisrael. Uvekiyuma mitzvot atliot pa, and they keep the mitzvot of Eretz Yisrael, mitzvot atliot pa aretz. Shekasher yishkon ha'am anifchar be'eretz hanifcheret yasigu si hashlemut, because when the chosen people comes to the chosen land, and the two of them come together as one, that's when they reach a level of perfection that couldn't be achieved beforehand. V'zehu she'amar ulai ukal nakebo. Maybe we'll be able to strike them down, says Balak to Bilam. La'kot bo atzmo al yedei shenitomi menu ma'alat ha'manifchar. Again, they wanted to remove this capacity, this level, that they're the chosen people. Va'agarshenu min ha'aretz, and exile them from the land. Shelo yikansu le'eretz Yisrael, asher ba'atidim heim la'sig tachlit ha'shlimut shelahem, to keep them from achieving that perfection. Uva'efshar le'kadesh et ha'artziut, to keep them from being able to sanctify the land itself. And through that they'll be able to exile them from the land. To remove the Kedusha from earthiness itself. As it's brought down that Eretz Yisrael sanctifies Klal Yisrael. V'lachein natana Kadosh Baruch Hu et Eretz Yisrael la'am Yisrael. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. Kivan shepirot ha'aretz yesh bem kedusha umisugalim la'achnis kedusha b'Yisrael liot goy kadosh. That the peros, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, there's kedusha in them, and they're able to bring kedusha into Klal Yisrael to make us the holy nation. Al yedei sheyakdishu atzmam mikdushat Eretz Yisrael, that we sanctify ourselves with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, miperot Eretz Yisrael, umeartziut shel Eretz Yisrael sheyakad shikadosh, through engaging the peros of Eretz Yisrael, engaging the land of Eretz Yisrael, that's what brings us kedusha. The main attempt of the Sitra Achra, of the other side, of the Yetzer Hara, to try to overcome us. Try to keep us from going into Eretz Yisrael. Because the goal of going into Eretz Yisrael was to raise up the physicality to HaKadosh Baruch. V'ikar etzonam shel Balak u'Bil'am. Haiki va'agarshenu mina aretz bina aretziut, was to remove them, to exile them from the land, meaning from earthiness itself. Limnoa mehem lahalot et aretziut, to keep them from being able to raise up the physicality. Let's go to the end of the paragraph and then we'll explain. Hey, miskimu shiyisrael yasku b'torah v'avodah. It was fine. Learn Torah. Do avodah. Do whatever you gotta do. Aval rak shelo lehaalot et haaretz yud l'ashem yirach. But don't raise up the physicality to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do that. Don't go that far. Ukamor shemal'a haaretz kinanecha. As we said before, the world is full of ways to acquire you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekashir yudim moser. Then when a Jew gives over and his makriv sacrifices his physicality, his earthiness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who koneh bazeh at Hashem Yiparach, that's how we acquire godliness. We acquire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachlinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a place in this world. Lav dafka b'dvarim ha'asurim, elav filu b'dvarim ha'mutarim. But dafka the things that are mutar. B'inanim ha'chomrim v'artziim ha'tachtonim, shebatachtonim shemeyem yakriv yudi l'ashem yibach v'ginat dira batachlinim. The goal here is squeezing what he's saying. That they wanted to stop Klal Yisrael from fulfilling their goal, which is to get into Eretz Yisrael. But what is a huge part of getting into Eretz Yisrael? It's to elevate the physicality, that the land of Eretz Yisrael is inherently kadosh, and to bring out the spirituality, bring out the holiness of the physicality of Eretz Yisrael. That's the goal. They want to keep Klal Yisrael from fulfilling their goal of bringing out the kedusha in the physical. That's the ultimate goal. And they said, let them learn Torah. Let them do their korbanos. Just do it out in the desert. Don't let them get to that end point of truly elevating the physicality. Of truly elevating the end point of physicality, which is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What that means for us is that the goal is, again, the goal is to elevate the physical. The goal is to elevate the earthiness. The goal of what Bilam and Balak want to do is v'agarshenu min ha'aretz. They want to exile us from being able to elevate the artziut. Again, we think that the physicality is all negative, and that's not true. Physicality isn't inherently bad. Physicality is an opportunity for spirituality. And it's about how to engage that. It's about knowing, again, not that we talked about before, the extreme borders and boundaries, but knowing where the borders and boundaries are, understanding where the borders and boundaries are. There are things that are asur. And I elevate pork by not eating it. I elevate a cheeseburger by not eating it. And there are certain things where there are lines, there are boundaries. The act of elevation is the denial.
And that's true. That aspect of it is true. But if not, if it's not something which is usr, if it's something which is dafka mutter, so first of all, there are things that are mitzvot, that dafka, yes, to go and take a lemon and a palm branch on Sukkot, and to wave them, because through that we're elevating this lemon and this palm branch, suddenly it's a lulav and metrog, and we're doing a mitzvah with it. We're taking these two things that simply grew on a tree, and it's going from plants and fruits to mamash achetet sal mitzvah. It's becoming chavshal mitzvah, it's becoming an object that's a mitzvah. I'm elevating that. I'm doing that. There's an element there of me elevating the physical and making it spiritual. But even in the realm of mutar, we talk about all the time in terms of issues of food, right? So the idea of food, of being, of going and engaging food in a positive way. So yes, there's negating and not eating the part that's treif. Yes, there's going and saying a brach on it and elevating the food by saying the brach. But on top of that, in terms of the act of eating itself, that the achila itself should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when I feel the taste on my taste buds, that I have hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He makes the food that I need to eat taste so good. That I engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the act of eating itself. That I think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what I'm doing in the physical world. That when I walk down the street, yes, to gaze at the sky, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the beautiful blues of the sky. And when I walk down the streets of Beit Shemesh as the sun is setting, and to watch over the hills, the incredible oranges and yellows of the sunset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, it didn't need to be that way. It's something which is not even required, but I'm elevating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm creating hodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that aspect of the world. When I'm making healthy food choices, to dafka, yes, choose for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. When I'm engaging that yes, in one stage of life, it's a stringent isser of negiya. There's an isser negiya, which is an isser doraisa. But there's a whole flip side of that. B'shatav mutzlachat, when you get married, those you are married, those you do, when you do get married, not married, b'shatav mutzlachat, when you get married, that there is it goes from being usser to being something which you elevate. Touch is something which needs to be elevated. Physical connection is something which is elevated on all levels. It's not meant to be, again, we're not Christians. It's something which is meant to be engaged and meant to be elevated. But that's the idea. And through that, we elevate the artziut. We elevate the physicality. The whole world is in extremes. It's either denying physicality entirely and living up there on the mountaintop, or on the flip side, it's overindulging in physicality for physicality's sake. And we say, no, you don't get it. You're denying it because you don't understand it. And you're overindulging in it because you're missing the point. There's kedusha in the physicality. There's kedusha in the fruit that we eat in Eretz Yisrael. There's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael when we eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. There's kedusha in there that we're bringing out when we eat it. When you say a bracha and then you take a bite and you experience that taste and you use it to give a kedusha to a kadosh baruch hu, you're bringing out the kedusha of that fruit. And Chutz La'aretz is doing the same thing. Less kedusha, but you're doing the same thing. It's a tremendous what's happening there. If we engage it, if we understand it, if we connect to it, that through that we're creating for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adira Batachtonim. And Bilam understands that, and Balak understands that, and they're saying, Agarshenu Mina Aretz, let's get them out of the physicality. Get them away from physicality. Get them away from this uplifting Kedusha in this world. That's going to make them too strong. They're fulfilling their purpose in this world too intensely, and we'll never be able to overcome them. Kal Vachomer, if they go and do that in Eretz Yisrael, game over. Totally game over. So we need to get them out of Eretz Yisrael, get them out of the Artziut, because they're going to be Mekadeshit. And that's the biggest danger to Balak and Bilam, because once we do that, we can't be overcome. There's no taina against us. We're fulfilling our purpose in this world. We're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a place to live in this world. That's what we need to understand. The capacity that we have to uplift everything around us, to engage everything in a way of Kedusha. We're sitting here right now, we're sitting here on Zoom in front of screens. We all know that screens can be used for tum. We can also uplift it. We're using here to learn Torah together. That's for Kedusha. We're using the internet for Kedusha. We're using here, this table that's sitting here in this room is always used for Kedusha. We're sitting in the yeshiva, Beseder. But use the table. This table is being used to teach and to learn Torah. It's holding a sefer. It's holding students here all year long. This table is uplifting. The table in our house. The table in our house can be a place for people to sit around and say Lashon Hara. And we're losing it. We're giving up the table. Or the table in our home can be used as a way to talk in Divrei Torah, as a way to have Suda Shabbos, as a way to elevate, to come together and become a family unit, for a husband and a wife to connect to each other, to connect with our children. We elevate the table by doing that. We're elevating the Artziut, we're elevating the chair, we're elevating the table, we're elevating the food.
All of that opportunity exists in all physicality. It comes down to how we engage in whether we decide to fulfill our purpose in that world or not. And that's again what Balak and Bilam want to try to remove from us. Let's go a little forward. We're on page Kuf Lamed Vav, bottom of the first column, at the new paragraph. V'zesh amar Bilam, and this is what Bilam says, Mi mana far Yaakov, umisparet rova Yisrael. Who can count the dust of Yaakov, and even a quarter of Klal Yisrael? What does it mean? Mi mana far Yaakov? Kemosh mefaresh Rashi, as Rashi says, Shemi achol limnot et kol ha-mitzvot she Yisrael mekamim ba'afar. Here in the depth of what Rashi is saying, who can count all of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael do with the dust itself? Hein mitzvot aliyot ba'aretz, specifically the mitzvot that are connected to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'inaf Efer Para, the Para Aduma, the Efer Sota, and the dust that's used in the Sota process. V'hainu shediber shedavar shafel ke'afar, that something as lowly as dust. Ko kadosh, it's mamish so kadosh. Eitzel Yisrael, by us it's tremendously kadosh. V'yesh lembo ko kach arbe mitzvot, there's so many mitzvot by it. Shal yadam romamim et kol aninim aretziim ashfeilim l'ashem yiparach, where mamish is the dust. We're using the dust, we're using the ashes of the Paraduma, Tamamashim Matar from Tumas Meis, the Avi Avos HaTuma. We're using the dust in order to hopefully bring back together a husband and a wife through the process of the Sota. We're using Mamish dirt. When a Jew sees dirt, we see a possibility of Shalom Bayis. When we see dirt, we see the possibility from purifying from Tumas Meis. That's what a Jew sees when they see dirt. That's the depth of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we need to internalize, and we need in our inner world to recognize. When we look at the world and we say, okay, some things I can use to elevate to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the answer is no, everything I can. It's up to me. I choose. I can mamish elevate anything to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and if I truly look with godly eyes. If I learn enough and I understand enough, and it doesn't mean it's not a heter to use things that are usher. I'm saying that if a person truly has a proper ashkafic frame of reference, Ashkafic mindset, Ashkafic view of the world, he can see physical reality in a way where the depth of it is that there's Kedusha inside of it, it can be raised up to serve a Kaddish Baruch. V'chein, umisparet rova Yisrael, so too when it says who he may count a quarter of Klal Yisrael, sha'afilu inanim eilu, that even these things, Eitzel Yisrael, heim b'kedushai la'it kokach, they're mamash on the highest level of Kedusha, top of the next column. Kol ha'inim sheba'olam, heim pechotim u'shfeilim bi'oter, all of the things in the world, they're mamash low. Harei Eitzel Yehudi, heim b'kedushai al-yona, by a Jew, the highest of the high. V'acharechen amar, tamot nafshi mot yisharim. And after that, Bilam says, my death should be like the deaths of the straight ones. Shebechol dvarav she'amar lo bikesh tamut nafshi mot yisharim rak achar pasuk zeh shel mimana afar Yaakov mispar dov Yisrael. Only after he says this pasuk, who can count the dust of Klal Yisrael, who can see all the mitzvahs that we do with the dust, only then does he say, my death should be like the deaths of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Mitosh ra'at ha'kedusha al-yona shel Yisrael v'milchad kashem yisim eretz Yisrael. When he saw the depth of Klal Yisrael, he said, halavai, my death should be like them. Halavai, I should die like them. Meaning, halavai, I should die a death. I should die at the end of my life after a life that I, having lived a life like they lived their lives. Next paragraph. V'yalzet an Balak, and that's what Balak says to Bilam. Lakov oivai lekachticha. I brought you to curse my enemies. Leochiach shehim rechokim eshem parach. To show that the goal is to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that they're distant from him. V'ine birach tabirach, but you mamish give them a bracha. Shazem akura bracha, because this is the essence of all bracha. Mashi Yisrael mosrim umirimim la Hashem yiparach et ha'inenim ha'aretziim ha'shvelim biyoter. The Klal Yisrael mamish give over and they raise up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most physical things, the most earthy things. Asher bazim mekayimim im tachlit Ratzon Hashem, that they mamish are fulfilled the whole goal of Ratzon Hashem. Shnitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish wants to have a place to live in the lower worlds. Ein zeh shevach be'alma, ela bracha li Yisrael. This is mamash a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Shemachamat zeh Re'uyim hem lihiyot ama nifchar, that it's because of this that they deserve to be the chosen people. Ulikanes la'aretz Yisrael ha'aretz ha'nifcheret, and that they deserve to come into Eretz Yisrael, the chosen land. Umevo'ar ma shelo hizkir Bil'am mitzvot acherot, ki mi mana afar Yaakov mispar tova Yisrael. Shmekaimim et ratzon Hashem b'inanim achomriyim v'artziyim apshutim v'ashrim biyoter, ki ein ha'riv... וכאין הרבותה בזה שמקיים כל המצוות אלא בזה שעל ידם מקיים התכלית שמתווה הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות דירה בתחתונים.
The reason why he's sitting here, the reason why Bilam is emphasizing the mitzvot that we do through dirt is because that's the goal, that's the end point. It's not even worth Bilam spending the time to praise all the mitzvot that we're doing with everything else. Everything that needs to be said is said when he says we raise up even the dirt to a Kaddish Baruch. Because that's the ultimate goal, that's creating a mamish, a place for a Kaddish Baruch to live in the lowest aspects of this world.
From the brachas of Bilam HaRasha, we see what he really wanted to curse with, because brings that down. That every bracha that he gives us in Parshat Balak, if we turn it around 180 degrees, we can see the bracha, the klala, that he actually originally wanted to say. Every bracha is just the opposite of what he wanted to say about us.
That the whole goal was that he dafka wanted to give us a klala that wouldn't be able to raise up the physicality to a Kaddish Baruch.
V'zeh shekatuv, and that's what it means when it says, ulai ukal nakebo, maybe we can strike them down. She'ein deze davar nosaf al v'agarshenu min ha'aretz. It's not something in addition to sending them out of the land. Ela kimo shepirish rashi shu milashon chisaron. Hainu shirotze lechaser bahem shelo yavdu l'ashem yiparach binanim ha'aretziyim ha'shvelim shebazeh ha'ita ikar yitkabrut ha'klipa. Meaning, maybe we can strike them down, not a separate thing, by removing their capacity to serve in the lowest realms. Because when we do that, that will destroy Klal Yisrael. Next paragraph. Ve'achar kach amar, and afterwards he says, Hein am klavia kum, they mamish, they get up like, I think it's a leopard. I apologize, I don't know if the translation's not options correct. I think it's a leopard. That they get up like a leopard. Uki'ari nase, and they rise up like a lion. Uperush Rashi, Rashi says, Keshein omdin mishnatam shachari timit gavrin klavi, uki'ari lachtof et hamitzvot lilvosh talit likro et shema ulaniach tfilin.
So Rashi brings down that when they get up from their sleep, when we as Klal Yisrael, when we get up from our sleep in the morning, we are mitgaber, we overcome ourselves, like mamish, like a leopard, like a lion, to mamish, grab onto mitzvot, to put on a talis, to say kriyat shema, to put on tefillin, to daven in the morning, to serve a kaddish baruch, we mamish get up to do the first thing to do, to get up, to wash our hands, say netzilat yadayim, to say birkos haTorah, to say birkos haShachar. There are no guys here. For me, to put on talis, to put on tefillin, to go and to run and do those mitzvot.
V'hainu, shelo ayre kan me'etzem kiyum mitzvot, ela al ofen kiyum mitzvot.
He says here that it's not dealing with the essence of them keeping the mitzvah themselves, but the way that we're doing it.
Be'eze gvura v'simcha ila'id niskan, Nigashim came l'kayim mitzvah.
It's beautiful here. He says, what was the praise of Klal Yisrael? The praise of Klal Yisrael here that we're like a leopard, we're like a lion. It's not that we're doing so many mitzvot. He's praising here the essence of what it means to be Klal Yisrael. It's not just that we're doing the mitzvot. That we mamash get up like a lion to do it. That we get up in the morning excited. We get up in the morning impassioned. We get up in the morning with just this deep desire to go. I gotta go daven. I have to go put on talis. I have to go and put on tefillin. With the drive, a Jew wakes up with drive. That's who we are. That's what he's praising about us. That's how we're meant to live. To live up to the bracha of Bilam, that we get up mamish like a lion. That's the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. It's to get up like a lion in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And one reads the Torah where it comes from and understands what's really happening there. What the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, it's not necessarily emphasizing to get up like a lion. In the sense of getting up with like a roar and getting up with that. No, what it's saying is that a lion is the strongest of the animals. And in fact, if you look it up, lions are actually relatively lazy in the morning. And getting up like a lion would be a failure if you actually got up like a lion gets up in the morning. That's not the goal. What's the aspect of the lion and how we wake up in the morning? Again, take a look at the Torah, which the Shulchan Aruch was basing himself off of. And what it means is that when we have that first spark of consciousness in the morning,
The Yetzer Hara dives at us. The Yetzer Hara jumps at us. We've all been there every day. Where the Yetzer Hara goes, no, 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 5 more minutes. It's the biggest chop of the Yetzer Hara. Every minute he keeps me in bed, it's another minute that I am definitively not serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm choosing to indulge in my physicality and not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm mamash unconscious. There's no more choice involved. That's why the first thing the Yetzer Hara says is 5 more minutes. 10 more minutes. 1 more minute. Don't worry. If I turn off the alarm and I wake up in 10 minutes, it'll be an even better chakras. And then we wake up 3 hours later, right before chatzot. Right? I mean, that's the eternal one trying to get us to do. The lion aspect of waking up in the morning isn't to wake up like a lion wakes up. That's pathetic. But what it means is that I wake up with the strength of a lion because that's what it requires to overcome the Yetzer Hara's voice in my head when it says, go back to sleep. When it says in the wintertime, come on, it's freezing. Gotta stay under the covers. You're crazy to get out of bed. In the summertime, when it says it's such a short night, it gets late, it gets dark very late, and it gets light very early. You didn't get enough sleep, get a little more sleep. To overcome that voice in our heads in the morning, that takes the strength of a lion. And that, for us, is the biggest thing to recognize. That's what takes to get out of bed. If you've ever, the example I usually give, the Mishnah Berurah gives a lofty example of getting up to serve a king, but we don't have kings anymore. I tell people, like, if you ever had the schluss of having like a 5 or 6 a.m. flight, and you want to try to get a few hours of sleep before, and you set your alarm for 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., when that alarm goes off and you know you left yourself to the razor's edge, just enough time to get up, grab your bags, get into your taxi, or Uber, whatever, I don't know, I used an Uber once a month ago and it was a disaster and I'm never using them again. I don't see any value in it, I think it's creepy, and I don't understand how the whole world's been using it for years, I'm totally untouched. But I get a taxi, fine. So you get up there, you have just a razor's amount of time to get up, get your bags, and you jump out of bed. You're not missing it for anything. Because if you don't get on that flight, if you're flying Israel in July, you're flushing $1,500 down the toilet. You're not gonna miss that flight. You're not doing it. When you have something to wake up for that you know is significant and valuable and meaningful, you don't snooze. What it means to be a Jew is to recognize that every day we wake up to something significant and invaluable, which is Avodas Hashem. And that's what he's saying here. We wake up like a lion, meaning we wake up with the strength of a lion to remind ourselves, no, I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not going to wake up like I woke up yesterday, when I woke up this morning. And I woke up and I, with bleary eyes, after slamming down on the Ankar twice, mumbled out, Moda Efanech. No, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to set myself up right now. For me, it's 5:50 in the afternoon, whatever time it is for you, wherever you are in the world. From now on, look, and you have to wake up like a lion. The if you understand the Ramah carefully there at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah actually is saying this in between. It's not so subtle, but you have to understand that's what he's saying. In between the words, he's saying that if you want to wake up and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the first thing in the morning, you have to live your day before ready to do that. Your whole day before is a preparation to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu the next day. That starts right now. I need to decide right now. Not at 1 a.m. when it's too late. Not at 3 a.m. when it's too late. Decide right now. What time is Shacharis tomorrow? How much earlier than Shacharis am I halachically required to wake up? How much earlier than that do I want to wake up because I want to add more Avodas Hashem? In order to do that, what time do I need to go to sleep? In order to do that, what time do I need to wash up? In order to do that, what time do I need to eat dinner? There's a whole cheshbon that needs to go in. And if I'm going to get up like a lion tomorrow, that starts right now. That's the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, if you read it carefully. That starts right now. By choosing, when I choose to go to sleep at a responsible time, and I do that in order to get enough hours of sleep to get up and to wake up with fresh eyes and a fresh mind and to say Moda'ani with Kavana and to jump out of bed the second the alarm goes off. The second it goes off. And say Moda'ani and wash my, and I know what I'm doing. I mean, these are skills for life. I'm thinking a lot about this. I mentioned this to Dasi who's here. I think I mentioned this when I was with you guys last week. That I'm rethinking certain aspects of how I want to teach Gemara and Shana Aleph for next year. Because my Gemara shir is a quote-unquote fundamental shir. And I've been rethinking it that my guys, who are in Leiv, they need fundamentals. But not just fundamentals in Torah, we need fundamentals in life. And if we had more fundamentals in life, we'd succeed in the fundamentals of Torah. But that's true of anybody. And I've been doing a lot of listening and reading in terms of
actually creating positive habits and positive routines. Things I've been engaged in naturally over the last 10 years, but never from like actually investigating it and seeing which ones come up most consistently and which things have I been ignoring but actually are significant and which ones I've been doing but are really not good. But it's really to kind of like survey what's out there and create a curriculum around this. Because if I'm sitting there every morning and I'm trying to teach my guys the importance of tefillah and shacharis, but I look around and right over there, only half the base measures is full in the morning with only half my guys, halavai, only half my guys who are at shacharis. I can get them excited about chakras as much as I want, but they're not showing up the chakras. I can teach them as much fundamentals of Gemara as I want, but if they don't come to morning shiur, they're not. But why are they not there? And some of them want to be there. Rabbi, I can't sleep. Rabbi, I'm exhausted. Rabbi, I can never get up. Rabbi, it's too hard. I'm getting tired of it. But I realize, why am I getting tired of it? What, that's on me. I'm the educator here. I'm the educator in the room. That we need to educate. I would say it's my job, sadly, to educate 18-year-olds on how to get up in the morning by going to sleep properly at night. But for those of us who are older, we need to educate ourselves. It's time to grow up. It's time to take responsibility for those things that are most challenging. And to educate ourselves. Because these things are avodas Hashem. How I go to sleep is avodas Hashem. When I go to sleep is avodas Hashem. And to, again, have that mindset. Like this people in the secular world who are most successful. Who when they go to sleep because they know the value of sleep. They know the value of their mind. They know the value of being refreshed. They know the value, the literal value. Talk about the billionaires of the world. They know the value of every waking second of their day tomorrow. What they need to do and why they're doing it. Because every moment can be worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Every second can be worth hundreds of dollars. Right? There's all of those cheshbonos by billionaires. If they drop a $100 bill on the floor, are they losing money if they bend down to pick it up? And there's real cheshbonos like that. Because they know that every step they take is powerful. Can you imagine if we actually saw ourselves that way? If we lived up to the bracha of Bilam HaRasha? If we got up like a lion because we realized the value of every moment? The moment that the alarm goes off, we're like, oh yeah, there's chakras and learning and hanging out. No, I didn't have a plan for the day. No, have a plan. We need a plan. It's time to start making a plan for life. A plan for life as a whole, a plan for every month, a plan for every week, a plan for every day. A plan of Avodas Hashem. Why am I here? What am I meant to do? To make my goals of Avodas Hashem. Why am I here? And if I do that, then when I get it, when the alarm goes off in the morning, how could I not jump out of bed? Who cares about the plane? The plane costs $1,500. My chakras buys me Olam Haba. My chakras buys me Olam Haba. How could I let that go? How could I sleep through that? My Seder in the morning, it buys me Olam Haba. You want to look at it from the Schar perspective. It buys me a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I connect to God. And if I sleep through it, that's the thing that I'm going to cut out, is my Talmud Torah. And that's my main line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could I miss that? When I wake up with purpose, then I wake up like a lion. And that comes from me understanding and training myself that I have a purpose. Now, again, I'm sorry I don't have it with me here. Go, but open up to that first Shulchan Aruch and Raman, Shulchan Aruch. Understand this is everything that the Shulchan Aruch and Raman are saying. This is Aleph Beis. This is the opening line because that's his point. The whole of Shulchan Aruch is irrelevant if you don't understand this point. If you don't understand this fundamental point, which is, we're here for a purpose and to live up to that purpose and to experience, we're here for something, to do something. That's the first Mishnah Berurah. It's all on that first page. It's the first Mishnah Berurah. Get up like a lion because you're serving Melech Melchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you're here. He says the first Mishnah Berurah. And that's why you were created. To fulfill your purpose in this world. How could you sleep through that? How? I would say this. If you understand that, you couldn't sleep through it. If you understand that, you couldn't sleep through it. But we don't understand it. We don't understand what Bilam sees in us. We don't even see what Bilam HaRasha sees in us. Am Klavi. Ka'ari. We're people who are lions. We're people who have the capacity to get up like a lion in the morning. Because we have the capacity to know that we are the reason why this world exists and everything that I do can bring perfection to all of reality. Every action in my day can do that. From the big ones like davening shacharis, putting on talis and tefillin, to the little ones, which are the biggest ones, like raising up the earthiness itself. That's who we are. And if I know that, then you
darn well be sure that I'll be going to sleep on time and getting enough hours and setting an alarm for the exact right time. Not to set the alarm so that way I get to shul by Yishtabach so I can say, you know, Baruch Sha'amar Asher Yishtabach and maybe Chav Shmoneh Esrei. No! Why are people living for the lowest common denominator of Judaism? It's because we don't understand what Judaism is. Get there early! I want to get there early because I want to say korbanos. I challenge you. I've been there. I'm still there. I still say korbanos because it's a chiyuv. But to get there, not just where you want to say korbanos. I want to get shul early enough to say korbanos. I want to get to shul early enough. That's lofty. Say it and mumble it. But yeah, I want to get to shul early enough when I say Ashrei Tehillim. Ashrei Yoshev Yitzecha. Can you imagine we set up with Kavan, we got there early enough and had with enough sleep that we could say Ashrei Yoshev Yitzecha Od Yalelu Chasela. Praiseworthy, joyous is he who sits in your house. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting in the Beis Knesses. I'm sitting in shul. Od Yalelu Chasela, I get to praise you. Ashrei Am Shekacha Lo. Praiseworthy is the people. This is their lot. Ashrei Am Shelo Hashem Elokav. When you say these words with kavana, when you daven in a matzah minyan, and you're mumbling the words in 18 minutes or less, of course you hate davening. When you come early, you're early to the Beis Medrash because you want to be there. And you want to be there because you've davened for real at some point in your life. And you want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I challenge you to do that. You'll want to come early every day because tefillah is beautiful. Tehillim is gorgeous. Birkos Kriyat Shema is supernal. Kriyat Shema is fundamental. Shmona Esrei is Yichudim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who doesn't want to be there? People who are walking through life and don't understand. That's the only reason I want to be there. That's the only reason. If we invest and we understand, it's all you want. But if I want it, then I have to work to get it. And when I know it and I work for it, I mamash get up like a lion. That was a long tangent, I apologize. But that's Aleph Beis. It's literally, again, it's Aleph of Shulchan Aruch. It's Aleph, it's real. People get all caught up. It's a wake up like a lion before the sun rises. Don't worry about the sun rising. Work on waking up like a lion. And what working to wake up like a lion means, it's not about the waking up. If you're not waking up like a lion, you don't understand why you're here. Once you understand why you're here, then you wake up like a lion. Then you can make that happen. Then you can put all of the tools into practice. And yes, get up like that. Because all you want to do is serve a Kaddish Baruch when you get up in the morning. Let's try to get through a couple more lines here and then we'll wrap up. I apologize for going off so long. So, four lines on the bottom of the page. Etzem kiyum ha-mitzvah. Etzem kiyum ha-mitzvot. Adayin einu ha-tachlit. Again, keeping the mitzvahs, that's not even the end goal. Elazesh mekayim mitzvot Hashem mitoch ratzon ha-leiv b'simcha. Meaning it's about, and this is what everything we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes, that keeping the mitzvot, because I want to do them, because my heart is in them, because I'm excited about them, because they bring me joy. It's that place that gets me to wake up like a lion, to do them like a lion. V'chein lo yishkav ad yochal taref, she'inenok pirush rashi, lo yishkav balayla umitato, ad shuochel umechabel kol mazik haba letarfo, ketzad koreat shema umitato umafkid, rucho biyad makom, that the person doesn't go to sleep at night until they mamash to say kriyat shema lamita, and they mamash get themselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ti'er bazeh ech yudi kama boker, he's saying everything that we just said. I should have just shut my mouth and let him talk. She'ti'er bazeh ech yudi kama boker, he's saying, how does a Jew get up in the morning like a lion? The only way to do that is if you go to sleep. If you go to sleep properly, that's how you wake up properly. And we both need to get up properly and go to sleep properly. Get up properly, go to sleep properly. To live a life of Oras Hashem. That I mamish give my whole life, my soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer alav, umatzilo tome amazikim ha-beim letorfo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us and keeps anything negative from hurting us when we go to sleep. Shebekol zemit kayem tachlib ratzon Hashem, shedaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyol odir ha-batachtonim. That this mamish fills the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a place to live down here in the lower realms. And that's what Balak says to Bilam. Gam kav lo tikavenu, gam barach lo tivarchenu. Don't curse them and don't bless them. Shezeh abracha mi'ulav yoter liYisrael. Shetachlit abriya mitkayemet al yidei ha'am hanivchar ha'osim et tachlit ritzon Hashem. That the biggest bracha there is that we're the people who mamish serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we're the people who are fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem in this world on all levels of being. Ulefi zeh yish lamar, yish lavin, lashon ha'pasuk. We can therefore understand the pasuk v'chulei. Tov. Tov.
We're over time, so let's respect everybody's time. The idea here is to reflect upon the self, reflect on the concept. Balak goes and hires Bilam, and he hires Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And he's saying that he wants to Agashenu mi'aretz, to mamish, get rid of them from the aretz. And yes, it means Eretz Yisrael, as it's brought down by the Medrash. Because that's where the Kedusha of physicality is strongest. But for all of us wherever we are in the world, to recognize that the biggest thing that we have, our goal in life, is to uplift the physical. Is to uplift the physical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that, by mikadish the artziut, by mikadish the physical, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu a place to live in this lower realm, in this world. And that's what we're here for. And when we understand that, we live life like that. We live life like that, it's how we go to bed. And if it's how we go to bed, it's how we wake up. And if it's how we wake up, we want to jump up like a lion to do it. To mamish, bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. In the big stuff, in the mitzvot, in the clear stuff. Whether it's, like you talked about, like starting your day off mamish strong, davening, learning, talis, tefillin. And also in the little stuff, mamish raising up my breakfast, what I'm choosing to eat, what's really going to give me energy for the day, what's really going to bring me life force for the day to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to learn better, to be able to daven better, to be able to live HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world better, to have a clear brain, to have a clear mind. Am I eating in a way that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I eating the things that I'm eating that are to give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful taste that they have? From the big stuff like davening to the quote-unquote little stuff, like what we choose to eat that's kosher, what we choose to eat. In every way, I'm living my life laser-focused. That every moment of life isn't worth $1,500. That every moment of life is invaluable. In my capacity to elevate the physical to the spiritual, bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and through that, fulfill my purpose in this world, and bring this world to its ultimate goal. We should all be zocha to be able to live the brachas of Bilam and not let them turn to klalas, to be able to live a life of clarity, of purpose in this world, and through that raise up every action that we take and every physical item that we come into contact with. And through that bring tikkun to ourselves and tikkun to the world, and see through that the bina of the Beis HaMikdash, Bezrat Hashem, Meir Rabbi Aminu. Just go off, everybody.